strike. Nyamira Governor Amos Nyaribo has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with clinical officers on how their welfare issues at workplaces will be amicably resolved, thereby suspending a strike notice. Governor Nyaribo noted his government recognizes and appreciates relentless efforts put in by all county government employees to efficiently provide quality services to Nyamira residents, prompting the county executive to look into their working conditions. I appreciate the role played by clinical officers and all other medical staff in all our health facilities to provide healthcare services to our people, and thereby promise that my government will continue to improve the welfare of county employees in all sectors. I have directed department heads to identify employees due for promotion so that they are given priority and promoted before July 1, 2025, said Nyaribo. The county boss appealed to clinical officers to up the game of service delivery to patients as his administration tries its best to improve their welfare at work, the reason why they have signed a memorandum of understanding on how they shall mutually cooperate to enable people to access health services. The County Executive Committee member, CECM, for Health, Mr. Donald Mogoy, confirmed that the 3 days of dialogue between the clinical officers' union officials and county government administration has been very successful because the union officials have suspended the strike notice, thereby agreeing on how the workers' grievances and work-related concerns will be addressed in due course. Nyamira Governor Amos Nyaribo left, with Nyamira County Union of Clinical Officers Chairman Boniface Kegusu sign an MOU on how working conditions will be resolved amicably. Photo 2. Nyamira governor talking to press on the MOU signed by clinical officers in the county, prompting them to suspend their notice, which was scheduled to commence on November 8, 2024. Nyamira County government has a total of 198 clinical officers who provide critical services in all our health facilities, which include outpatient and specialized care to their clients who are patients and health facilities cannot afford to operate without their input, Mr. Donald clarified. The chairperson of the Union for Clinical Officers in Nyamira County, Mr. Boniface Kegusu, said that their strike notice issued on October 31, 2024 was to commence on November 8, 2024 if the county government administration would have initiated plans of resolving their grievances. Our main concern of the 9 issues raised was delayed promotions, which were due several years ago, yet fellow colleagues like nurses and doctors have been promoted by the same government, he noted. He added, "We felt isolated and discriminated from our counterparts in other departments who offer services at the healthcare facilities. We are grateful that the county government has taken concerns concerning our welfare at the workplace seriously, and clinical officers are optimistic that they will receive their long overdue promotions as per the agreements signed." Kegusu, however, warned that if these agreements are not honored as signed, they will definitely revisit their strike notice.